What do you get when you combine? Well, first I have to be able to say combine. Try that. Combine flour, eggs, milk, and butter. Not pie, not pizza dough, not croissant. I'm talking about crepes.
But I'm a crepe. I'm a weirdo. Okay.
Cover there of Radiohead's Creep by Wheezy Waiter on YouTube. Crepe, Joe Gatto. Thin, doughy collections of sweet or savory or both. You are here to teach us how to make them from scratch.
Oh, crepes.
Oh, crepes.
How I love thee.
Fantastic.
I'm so excited.
And listen, for those who want to watch us do this, we are streaming live, WBUR.org, to see Joe teach me how to make a crepe.
So the cameras are live? Look at us.
This can't answer. Right.
Hello. We're on. This is great.
I'm mildly terrified about this.
Are you?
Yes.
I am as well.
Are they hard to make?
Yeah, these are super hard.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a tough time today. No, these are just like everything. They're super easy.
Like you're totally lying.
No, we're going to have a super good time doing these.
All right. But before you start, the ingredients. Lightning round.
Okay.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner for a crepe.
All three.
Sweet or savory?
Yes.
Oh. Best ingredient to put in a crepe?
Whatever you have.
How is it not cheese? How is it? Well, I love chocolate.
Big bag of cheese.
Okay.
Right? Big
All
bag
right.
of cheese.
And your favorite crepe combo?
This is definitely one of them. I love sautéed mushrooms, onions, garlic with fresh herbs.
I'm smelling the mushrooms.
Right?
Mm. Oh,
and then Gruyere cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a Nutella and strawberry one as well.
All right, let's get after it then.
So the great thing about crepes is, like, see, now I can't say crepes. I'm going to say grapes all day.
I can't say combine, you can't say crepes.
Right, we are going to have a problem. I love using anything that you have left over.
Okay.
Right?
So you can just do crepe leftovers.
Yeah, because this is such an easy batter to make. And the great thing is you can make this batter ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually better because you want those air bubbles to work themselves out.
Air bubbles that come from stirring the batter?
Exactly. So if it sits in your fridge overnight, better crepe.
All right.
So that we do these. I did these for like my kids' birthday parties,
mm-hmm.
right? And you just make the crepe. And the kids get to put whatever they want in it.
So for those who may not know what a crepe is, and I admit, I was older than you might think before I had seen or had a crepe for the first time. It was on my honeymoon in Greece in my late 20s, believe it or not. It's basically a pancake without the rising agent in it. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. It doesn't have that big poofiness to it.
Yeah.
And it's great to throw anything in.
All right.
You know? So the key is... I really do believe you should let the batter sit.
What's in that batter?
So this is eggs, flour, water, milk, salt.
Why water and milk?
I like the batter a little thinner mm-hmm. with the water,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to bring too much fat with the milk in.
Got it. So it helps cut that fat and keep it nice thin.
Yeah, and I like it a little thinner, especially because when we do them on these inductions.
Yep.
It's not the same as gas where you can roll your pan
mm-hmm.
and get it thin. See how
mm-hmm.
this shuts off.
Yep.
So I like it a little thinner because it gives me a little more play.
Okay. And again, we're speaking with Chef Joe Gatto here. He's teaching us how to make crepes from scratch. You can watch WBUR.org for streaming, or you can go all the way to our website, WBUR.org/Radio Boston.
Right? Watch us do this. It's going to be fun.
So you've got a cooktop here. You've got this batter that you've let sit to get all the bubbles out of it.
Correct.
And now what do we do?
So now I'm going to pour it into the center.
How much?
The technical term is about this much.
So this is, like, if we think of concentric circles, right? The amount of batter inside your pan. So the concentric circle was about half the size of the pan.
Correct.
When you poured it in. And you're swishing it around so it covers the whole bottom of the pan.
Exactly. Just like this.
All right.
And
so
then
you
back
don't
on.
Have to have that fancy stick thing that runs the crepe or dough around to make it flat and
those
even
are the like expert crepe makers.
Because so, honest to God, the reason I've never made them is the fancy stick thing.
Yeah, I don't use the fancy stick thing. I feel like this is a crepe for the people.
Okay, all right. And this is happening fast now.
Yeah, so see how it's starting to change color from getting glossy.
Yes.
Now it's starting to dull over.
Yep.
Right, so I'll show you on the bottom.
So now you're taking a little spatula.
So see it's starting to... But we want to get a little caramelization on that side. So I add the butter, a little extra butter,
mm-hmm.
because it crisps it up.
Okay.
So I'm going to just turn the heat up just a little bit here.
And so what this looks like to me, Joe, a little bit, is what happens when you cook a sunny side up egg. And you watch those eggs start to solidify and change texture and then brown.
Exactly. Yeah. And once it gets brown on one side, we'll flip it. But you can see how it's starting to get a little brown?
Yeah, just a little bit of browning on the bottom.
So we'll let it go for a sec.
Okay.
And while this is happening, rumor has it for the next one that I'm doing, there's going to be a little throwdown.
We're going to do a little throwdown. All right. So I'm focused on crepes, but you want to think about next month.
I'm always thinking ahead.
We are, in fact, next month on From Scratch here on Radio Boston. I'm bringing in my Nona's gnocchi recipe and sauce that I will have pre-made, and we're going to taste it against...
I don't know yet.
Dude, no, that's fair. You know what I'm bringing.
I'm going to go ricotta gnocchi with probably a toasted pistachio lemon pesto sauce.
Oh my gosh. Well, either way, we're going to eat well.
If we don't have the Rocky music playing while that happens, I'm going to be very upset.
Fantastic. All right. So that gave us a little time here. You might be able to see it on the screen if you're streaming at WBUR.org.
Okay, so now I flip it.
Yep.
Just like that.
A little bit brown around the edges.
Yep, and just like a pancake, the first one never comes out exactly the way you want it.
I don't know. It looks pretty good. And there's some cheese going on. What is this cheese again?
This is Gruyere and smoked Gruyere.
And did you grate it yourself?
Oh, yeah. I didn't make it, though.
Yeah. Although you have in the past, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And tell me about these mushrooms.
So mushrooms sautéed. Then I sautéed onions and garlic separately, and then I added them together.
Okay.
And then a little fresh thyme and a little fresh oregano.
They're really savory smelling.
Yeah. And then I'm going to let that kind of do its thing for a minute.
Okay.
Then you can see already, because the crepe is so thin, see how the cheese is already melting?
The cheese is melting. It's literally like the... So you've got this induction little hot pot stove thing here. You got the pan on there, but already we can smell the mushroom and the cheese wafting up from this crepe.
Yeah, this is like a culinary poltergeist just spreading out through this whole place.
it actually smells fantastic.
This smells really... This is actually making me hungry right now.
When was the first time you ever had a crepe?
Jeez, that's a good question. Honestly, I think I was like 10, and we were in Disneyland.
Okay.
In Florida, and I had a crepe.
What kind, sweet or savory?
I remember it being sweet.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you for the life of me what was in it. If it was Disneyland, most likely like chocolate and a lot of whipped cream.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was in the shape of mouse ears.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Mine was banana and Nutella.
Oh, wow.
Right. And so then, you know, I had crepes fairly late, right? I didn't know for a long time you could make a savory crepe like the one we're making here.
Yeah, I really started getting into... Oh, see, this is...
Now we've got this nice little brown pattern on the bottom.
I'm just going to use my hands, even though... Don't do that at home.
Do not do this at home. He's got chef hands. You do not at home.
I'm going to cut this.
We're cutting it in half. You can see this if you're watching on WBUR.org, but we're describing it for you, too. Here comes this savory crepe. The mushrooms are escaping.
We get
so is it like a burrito that there should be a perfect roll so that nothing falls out?
No.
There's just no way to do that, right?
I mean, if you do, that's awesome. But if not, this still all goes in your pie hole.
Yeah. So, and in fact, what you've done is sort of put the mushrooms on top like a garnish, the parts that didn't stay in the crepe.
And then one of the things that I do for my wife at home is you let a little of the cheese sit
on the pan
and get a little crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes happy wife.
There you go.
So... That's always a good thing. So, yeah, you see how
I can smell that cheese browning. Right. This is the Gruyere and the smoked Gruyere with the mushrooms.
So I'm going to take it like this for this one.
Okay, we're dumping that out onto Joe's plate. All right, and are we supposed to taste?
I would say definitely you go and taste this bad boy.
All right. What should I expect? A great savory crepe. A religious moment. But a great savory crepe, when you eat it, should.
I think it should have a combination of great texture, great balance, a deep, rich flavor, and then lots of other things going on. So you get the cheese, and then all of a sudden it finishes with those nice, bright herbs.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Right? So these are sounds that I like to hear, and I hear them a lot at my house.
Well, it's the cheese and the mushroom, but then with the texture of the crepe, this kind of... It's not overpowering. It doesn't feel like a pancake, right? Or a piece of bread.
No, definitely doesn't feel like that.
It just adds a little something...
It's a great vessel to to have all of this in.
That's the word.
Right?
I'm going to hold this up for those who are watching the stream on WBUR.org/Radio Boston can see right? how beautiful that this is.
It's all a right, gorgeous so, thing. And, yep. and I mean, like I said, it's so easy to do, right? Because you can prep the batter beforehand,
mm-hmm.
have all of this chopped in your fridge.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, this is a great dinner. Great breakfast.
I would eat this any time of day.
A super lunch, because if you do this and then you add some, you know, some greens with a little dressing on it,
yep.
it's a great lunch.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so now let's go to dessert because, okay. you know, dessert.
So dessert is no different.
Okay.
And you're going to pour this one.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
I told
yeah.
you I'm scared of making crepes. We don't have a towel.
That's all right.
Can we get some napkins for you here? We've got some napkins in that bag.
I'll just give it a quick wipe with the napkin.
Live radio streaming right here. We make it work. So you're wiping out the pan. You can make that that sweet crepe right in the same pan. That
oh,
you
yeah,
make a
absolutely.
Crepe. Yep. So we're just wiping that out. You know I'm going to take another bite of this.
Of course you are.
Savory crepe.
And I'm
while
just
going to
I'm going to continue talking so you can eat.
Yes, thank you. But although I have no problem on this show talking with food in my mouth when it's right. your food.
And sweet and savory, it doesn't even matter, right? Mm. Because it's all the same.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to feed everybody after. And
so
I know
nice.
The control room knows that.
Yeah. All right. So.
Okay. Now, here comes the drum roll, right?
All right.
Because this is going to be super fun.
I'm making the drum roll.
All right. So you're going to.
I'm going to pour this.
Pour that. And then you're going to.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is try to make my inside concentric circle about half the size of the pan. Right
Boom.
About there.
Right there.
There
yep.
I go. So you had to cut me off a little.
Yep.
I
typical.
Got a little enthusiastic.
You're very enthusiastic.
I know. I always want to over ingredients. Now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Keep
okay,
doing
so
that.
So I'm spreading it around. As we can kind of see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering if the cameras, since we're streaming this, can see how it's kind
Ooh, that's
of coming
so good.
Across. Okay. But it's not filling in there. Do I pour
that's
more
okay.
batter?
No, don't,
or?
We don't have to worry about that.
All right.
It
so
just
I
has
can just
like
put
that.
It back down.
We call this like the amoeba.
It's a leggy crepe.
Yeah. It's very leggy.
There we go. All right.
This is perfect. Now, see, since...
No, wait. Now, in all seriousness, this feels really important to me because I'm assuming that I can't make a crepe at home if I can't figure out how to make it perfect and beautiful and round in the pan. You're saying, looks ugly, tastes great, go for it.
Yeah, because what the next one you make, what's that going to be?
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's going to be better.
Get better.
If you don't get through this part, no one starts, you know, playing a symphony their first time. You have to really...
All right.
You have to take your time and learn how it works, how quick the batter sets.
And that was my problem, is it set very quickly.
Right. So you didn't know that.
Okay.
You know, which, I mean, ultimately would be a poor teacher. You know, like...
We're
so,
just demonstrating here.
So,
all right. So we're solidifying now.
Now, we know that this is going to cook quicker than the last one because our pan was much hotter when it went in.
Yeah.
And when we flip this one, we're only going to cook it on this side for a second.
Okay.
And then I'm going to throw some Nutella on,
mm-hmm.
and actually, I might take it out and put it on this.
All right. So before you put the Nutella on, you're actually going to take it out of the plate.
Yeah, I think that's a better
plan.
I mean,
out of the pan. All
this
right.
is the first time I've done it like this.
Yeah.
Typically. And we, my sous chef, Phil, who's right there under the cameras, we do this for a French class that we teach.
Okay. So...
Do you want to flip it?
Yeah, I do. I really do want to try
this. Yeah, but do you
want to
flip it with the pan?
Oh, I've never tried that before. Do I have to loosen it first?
Yep, and then,
okay,
and then
so I'm
forward
shaking the pan.
And back. Forward. Yes.
Okay, well, sort of.
No, it was perfect. Look at that.
Okay, see how it's kind of brown here
right.
now?
So
all
when
right.
you flip, you're going forward Oof. And then over.
Okay,
right?
So, yes.
So that was good. That was awesome.
Excellent.
Right?
Okay. So now
I think I can
we're a
do
little
it
bit
right
brown
here.
On my amoeba, my crepe amoeba here, and
just...
we're spreading a little Nutella. Ooh, and it softens very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Because of the hot pan.
Right, right.
Right,
so we're
and we don't want to...
spreading some Nutella around there.
The thing is, you don't... I mean, my kids would disagree, but I don't like to put too much in there.
Of course your kids would disagree, but
yeah,
I'm
my
with
kids,
you.
My
don't
kids would
it.
Shove their face in this
right.
thing, right?
Just
they
a
don't
little
care.
Bit of Nutella. I would say it's a couple tablespoons worth there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right around there.
Not a giant blob.
And then I like to put a couple strawberries on the inside.
Strawberries on the inside. When these are sliced, are they sugared, sweetened in any way, or just
no,
sliced
no, but you could macerate them beforehand.
Thinly sliced.
And then we'll just, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, you're welcome.
So you want to fold that over.
Just fold it.
Yep. So flip one third.
Oh, like swaddling a baby in a blanket, kind of.
We can either go this way, or you can fold this way.
Fold,
either way,
fold
it looks
it
pretty.
Up. So like bloop, bloop.
Right.
One over the other.
And what
okay.
I'll do is... I'll put this right
on the cutting board.
like this.
Okay. Just dumped right out of the pan. All
right. Right. And now that looks pretty good.
Now, should you taste right? this one while I talk? Is
yeah.
that how
oh,
this
yeah.
should
I think,
work?
I think that's
so.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Okay. So what's interesting is I can smell the chocolate. I can smell the strawberry. It's interesting. Same base ingredient, but the other one smelled like breakfast. This smells like dessert. Right? And there we go. What do we think? He's still chewing. For those of you who are not
honestly,
watching on WBUR.org.
I feel like I just want you to keep talking.
So that you can keep tasting it.
So I can
it.
Eat this whole thing. That is, you've got to try that.
Okay, I will try that.
So I love your description there because it's true. You're taking the same ingredient and you're making something completely different.
Completely different, yeah.
Which is so interesting, which is, it just shows the versatility of the crepe, right? Underrated.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Right. And it's the strawberry. The strawberry actually becomes the star.
That brightness mm-hmm. just cuts through all that richness.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's exceptional.
Yeah. And the crepe actually features a little more in this sweet one.
Right.
Than it did in the savory.
I agree. It definitely is more of the star.
Yeah.
I hear music. It's like the Oscars.
All right. So
right?
yeah, they're going to play us off. We got 58 seconds. So just top three crepe success factors are one, no air bubbles.
No air bubbles.
No shame.
No shame.
And
no
what's
shame.
The third?
And definitely like a nice hot pan that will get you that Christmas and really just work it out, you know?
All right.
Do it a lot and you'll have fun with it. And I guess that's the biggest thing. Have fun with it.
All right. Chef Joe Gatto joining us from scratch here on Radio Boston. Next time it's a gnocchi throwdown.
Let's go.
I expect to lose, but I expect it to be fun. Thanks for being here,
awesome.
Joe.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Always a blast.